This is the old... This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I'm happy to have you folks with us. Maybe early in the morning there where you are, bright sunshiny morning, or it might be late at night. We're in Lonesome Station now where they carry us at nighttime. But the old Trailblazer, he'd ride old Dan out at night. Old Dan knows the path up and down the creek bed and there on the forks of the road. And the Lord has given us grace to go out day by day. So I hope you'll sit and listen to the message. Don't turn the message off and go on out. And if you would, maybe drink a cup of coffee there. And I've had folks invite me to come. One lady wrote me and said she'd make me a pie and some coffee if I'd come on up there making Georgia. I'm going to go up there one of these days. But I'm bringing you these series of messages. Old Trailblazer, just an old country boy, folks. I don't have no... It's the old folks I used to hear. I don't put on no airs. No, I'm just an old country boy. And the Lord saved me and called me to preach. Give me a message. Yes, he gave me a message. I'm not preaching the Trailblazer's message. I'm bringing you God's message. And it's verbally inspired, unbroken. And folks gnash your teeth at it now because it crosses the old grain. Did you know why folks won't have the scripture? Because it crosses their grain. I often tell folks, I get on your toes a little bit. But they tell me that's the old Trailblazer. You get on my toes a little bit. Well, I hope so. But I want to give you the little information. The bookstore, Radio Bible and Bookstore, is wide open now. We're running wide open. We're only doing through the mail, email, and phone. And that phone number is 225-664-8658. And we have a catalog we'd like to send you if you don't have one. And write me or call me and we'll send you a new catalog. But we're looking at that portion of Scripture in Revelation speaking about the great white throne judgment. And you may say, oh, what a terrible thing. It is. It's a terrible thing. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But this great white throne judgment, as we've been looking at, every individual will stand there. You say, well, how can that happen with all of the billions and billions of people? Listen, the Lord is on the throne, my friend. Don't look at the Lord like you and me. No, the Lord has plenty of time. Now, I want to call your attention to an expression we saw there in our last study. And that, it says another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. The Book of Life is the roll call book. It's the roll book. Like the teachers in the morning when the students all get quiet. Some of them don't get quiet, do they? I wish I could be there sometime when them unruly thugs come in there and disrupt the teacher's class. I'd like to lay a belt on their backside. But the teacher calls a roll. And this is a roll book that we're looking at. It's the Book of Life of the washed, sanctified sinners who through faith, have been saved. Those blood-bought sinners. And the only question that will be asked at this judgment is his name written there? Or is her name written there? Listen, I've told you before, there'll be preachers there. Preachers, you say preachers will be in hell? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just having a DD or a PhD, something behind your name, LTD, none of that means anything, my friend. Only thing that means anything is being washed in the blood, cleansed from all sin. Oh, but listen. The only question will be asked, is his name written there? Is her name written there? Preachers will be there. Deacons will be there. Sunday school teachers will be there. And there will be ministers of all denominations, my friend. There will be those whose lives are fair and honest. Listen, who have spent their days conscientiously and have died believing that they were saved, having never known salvation, having never known the atonement by the blood of a crucified Lord, and they built their religious lives without blood. Now, my friend, I listen to lots of radio preachers that I'm traveling on the road at night, maybe can't sleep in the middle of the night, get up and turn the radio on, and I don't hear anyone talking about blood redemption. I don't hear preachers telling their folks how to be saved. You say, Pastor, Trailblazer, do you tell folks how to be saved? Yes, sir. I sure do. I do. Washed in the blood. Come to the blood tree of Calvary and be washed. Oh, my friend, listen, we'll get into that a little later, but I want to go on now. I don't care how exalted those folks may be. I don't care how, in your own goodness and morality, I don't care if you've lived all your life, even though you have lived all your life without the Son of God, you have no eternal life, and your name will not be in that book. One by one, as judgment is passed, it says here, they were judged every man according to their works. Then the 15th verse says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The 14th verse says, this is the second death. We see that the sentence is followed with immediate execution. Oh, one of the sorriest things that I know of in our modern day world. We sentence a man to death, or whatever means it is, lethal injection or electric chair. And they stay on death row 20-some years. 20-some years. Death. Natural deaths by disease has cheated our electric chairs and our means of executing those devils. Oh, but they'll never escape. They won't escape. Listen, they won't escape because it will be immediate execution in the same lake of fire. Listen now. In which the beast, same lake of fire, in which the beast, the false prophet, and the devils are cast. What that lake of fire is, I cannot tell. I do not know, and by the grace of God, I'll never know. But it is a place of woe and pain and dreadful torment. There's a move on in our modern-day religious professors and preachers to discount the reality of hell. I mentioned to you not long ago that a leading evangelist in our country said on one of his periodicals, you can look it up on the internet, if you'll call me, I'll give you his name. He said, I'm not sure there's a living hell. I'm not sure there's a literal hell. But listen, God said it is a lake of fire and brimstone. It will be literal, or God would not have said it. It is a place of hopelessness, according to Matthew 25:46. It will be endless, according to Revelation 14:11. It will be unceasing torment, according to Mark 9:48. The fire will be unquenchable, according to Matthew 25:30. It will be a place of blackness and darkness, according to Isaiah 33:14. It will be a place of everlasting burnings. Why spend your time, my friend, attempting to explain it away or to deny it to your own satisfaction? Why not humble yourself as a poor old sinner, lost sinner, come to Christ, God's remedy, God's only way of escape? There, then you'll have no argument with the Almighty God. Oh, and I want to call your attention now to this one statement there in the 14th verse. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This means there's nothing more of temporal death or the place of departed spirits after this. So thus we see that all the enemies of God and of His Christ find themselves at last in the lake of fire, burning with fire and brimstone, in the presence of these terrible and awful utterances of God. I would that I could cry out over these ether waves into the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl and say, turn, my child, turn, my friend, turn. Why will you die in your sin? Why will you die in your sin? Christ died for sinners. Will you just stop? My radio listener friend, my trucker friend, will you just stop? Pull off over there on the side of the road at that next rest area somewhere or that truck stop. And pull your mirror up there where you can see yourself in your truck. You folks at home, I asked you to do this. Look in the mirror and say, am I saved? Am I ready to go out into eternity? Is Christ real to my heart, like the old trailblazer said? Do I know anything about, or am I just a religious professor? Am I just a church member? Did I just join the church back there when Sunday school teacher asked us to all join the church when we was about 7 years old, and I've lived like hell the rest of my life? I've been this, and I've been that, and I've been the other. And now thinking I'm saved, am I saved? And you know what? Do you know what? You'll get an answer. You'll get an answer. You look yourself in the mirror, open your eyes real wide, and say, is old Trailblazer right that I must be born again, that I must become a lost sinner, acknowledging that I'm a sinner, that I can't live on my self-righteousness that I've trumped up all of these days? Oh, my friend, you out there who hear me, you know that I'm being honest with you. You know that I don't put on. You know that I'm not trying to make a name for the old trailblazer. My name is just common name, dirt, just like the dirt. We'll go back to dirt one day. I don't ask you for your money or your help or all those things. If the Lord ever lays it on your heart to help get out the gospel, you know God's people are the one that's getting out the gospel. That's right. Folks are giving of their substance to bring the message to folks out there who don't want to hear it. But we keep bringing it day after day, time after time. Then the old trailblazer could go on 20 more stations if we had the money. Folks all over this nation are asking, Trailblazer, well, take on my station. I have folks wanting me to go on shortwave station now. I don't have the money to do it. No. They say it's a gracious host of folks all over Europe that could hear this broadcast if I could go on the radio on a shortwave station, but I don't have the money. The Lord hadn't seen fit to send us some money, hadn't moved my heart to even ask for money. And I just asked you to pray for us day by day. Pray for us. Would you do that? And pray for us as we attempt to build a new chapel and sanctuary here in Baton Rouge after the storm. Storm been gone now several months, but it's trying. We're working out of a shoebox, so to speak, a makeshift studio. But the Lord is supplying the needs, and I'm surely not complaining. You know what? We used to have a saying: anything this side of hell is mercy. Anything this side of hell is mercy. Oh, my friend, don't complain. Don't complain about your lot. Just look to the Lord. The Lord said He'd not put more on us than we can bear. I run there day after day. I run there time after time. Lord, You said You wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. Would you come to my rescue, Lord? If it could be Thy will to enlarge the work, strengthen the cords and lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. Lord, if it's Your will, I believe You'll do it if it's Your will, but I'm leaving it in Thy hands, Lord. And I ask you folks to do that. Pray for me. Just pray that the old trailblazer will wait on the Lord. Oh, the scripture says, let's be up and about our Father's business. I hate laziness. I hate that like I would a snake. My dad hated laziness. I'm telling you, we'd walk back to the field after lunch and we'd be dragging along. My daddy would boot you in the backside, take his knee and boot you. Me and my brother said, come on, boys, let's go. Let's get a getting. And I tell folks, he wouldn't even plow a mule because they're too slow. We had a fast-walking horse, and he believed in getting up and getting after it. And that's where I get my spunk from, I guess. And I praise the Lord for it. But the Lord hates slothfulness, too. Well, I don't know if I feel like going to church tonight. Well, you better get up and go. It might be the time that the Holy Spirit comes by and opens your heart. And if you're not there, you'll miss it. You say, Trailblazer, you're just an old kook. Well, let me be a kook for Christ's sake. I praise the Lord for what He's done, what He is doing, for how the Lord has blessed us. And I want you to remember my address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. In our next study, we're going to look at the new order after that great judgment.